And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Spanning south of Birmingham to north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, well, listen, we're back, and I'm on number one of the Triple Dipper. By the way, this ain't going away anytime soon. This speech that the president gave last night was so over the top, so inflammatory, so designed to intimidate. That's what it was. It was designed to intimidate. And it also was designed to try and create a mass sense that you better not question the government. That's, in my opinion, it's exactly what it was. It was designed to portray that he's in charge, he's the big man, don't mess with us. If you think you can oppose us, you're wrong. I'm bigger than you. That's what it was. It was a big bully stare down is what it was. Well, I got news. It fell flat on its face. Now did it come across as being somewhat evil and ill-conceived and creepy? Yeah, it did. And wait till I read you some of the comments that came out online. But nonetheless, it absolutely was not what was supposed to happen. It was not what's supposed to happen from a presidential perspective. It's not what's supposed to happen from, for that matter, a military perspective. I mean, so first of all, it's been viewed as a demagoguery par excellence, all right? Here's a story off Fox. You ready? Dated last night, actually, or this morning. Republicans mock demagogic Biden speech on threats to democracy with blood-red lighting backdrop. And again, if you haven't seen the images, what I'm describing to you, you may be going, what's he talking about? Was it really that bad? Go look at it. I mean, anyway. It says Republicans mocked President Biden's speech at Independence Hall in Philadelphia Thursday evening, in which he claimed that, quote, equality and democracy are under assault by MAGA forces. That's what he said. That equality and democracy are under assault by MAGA forces. First of all, MAGA forces and equality and democracy are under assault? All right. Conservative commentator Ben Shapiro, who posted a photo of the president with a dramatic red background, called Biden's speech the most demagogic, outrageous, and divisive speech I've ever seen from an American president. Well, I totally agree. Says Joe Biden essentially declared that all those who oppose him and his agenda are enemies of the republic. Truly shameful. Somebody from Town Hall now, Mia Cathell or Cathell from Town Hall said, nothing screams unity like a backdrop of blood-red lighting and Marines positioned behind Biden as he shouts with raised clenched fist from the podium. Yeah, totally. Ted Cruz tweeted out, he isn't actually interested in restoring the soul of the nation. He's only interested in pitting his fellow Americans against one another. That's what it was. It was a divisive speech. It was a divisive attempt at intimidation. You better recognize that you're different. You better recognize that you're wrong. You better know that we'll come after you. You better know that we see what you're doing. We're going to get you. And then at the same time, to inflame his base. I mean, the whole thing was threatening. He added, let's see who this. This was Trump himself. I'm sorry. Yeah, because by the way, it's supposed to be nonpartisan when a president gives a speech in this capacity. Now, he's allowed to campaign, and he's allowed to have his perspectives. But when he literally calls out the person who he's supposed to be potentially running against pretty soon, everybody knows that President Trump is one of the most likely heavyweight challengers to a Biden second term. So what did he do? He spent the majority of his focus dealing with MAGAites and Trump himself. Trump responded, someone should explain to Joe Biden slowly but passionately that MAGA means as powerfully as mere words can get. Make America great again. If he doesn't want to make America great again through words, action, or thought, then he certainly should not be representing the United States of America. Thank you, Mr. President. Totally agree. Last one, I thought this was very significant. Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports. He tweeted out, the fact that this isn't Photoshopped is surreal. And that was the one I was talking about, the bright red background and the dark lighting and the raised fists. He says, the fact this is Photoshopped is surreal. He says, every time I think Biden and crew can't be dumber, they outdo themselves. Seriously, he said, who gives a speech warning people about how dangerous Republicans are to democracy while having a background that looks like the Soviet Union and Hitler had a baby? There you go. Well, story right now up on the screen. I'm looking at it right now. I just pulled it up. It just dropped in right at about an hour ago. Biden slammed by veterans groups for using Marines as props in partisan speech, saying it erodes the trust in the military. And so, you know, a representative of Concerned Veterans for America, who himself is a U.S. Marine Corps veteran, John Burns, he blasted the president for having Marines visibly positioned behind him during his inflammatory speech, in which he called out the influence of what he called MAGA Republicans. Burns said, "American men and women in uniform serve the country, not a party, and we take a solemn oath that should not be taken lightly or taken advantage of." And it's, and I saw the same thing. As soon as I saw that, giving a partisan political speech, when have you seen the president give a speech with uniformed individuals like that behind him that was not at a military installation or related to a military event? There was no other purpose in this. The very idea that uniformed Marines were there to salute him as he walked through the door and walked to the podium, it was all designed for effect. But what it also does is it puts in this subliminal message, and the military's on my side. That's what you get out of it. Well, the White House is defending it. And I'm going to get into mass formation psychosis in a moment, but the White House is defending it. Story here that Karine Jean-Pierre, I got this one so highlighted. Look at that, all these highlights. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was repeatedly asked Thursday to answer for President Biden likening former President Donald Trump's extreme MAGA philosophy, end quote, to, quote, semi-fascism. Because, see, before he went to the podium, he'd already coined a new phrase. If you're a MAGAite, you're a semi-fascist. I don't know what a semi-fascist is, but no one could get an answer from the White House either. Jean-Pierre tried to clarify that Biden's criticism was directed at, quote, those extreme MAGA Republicans who hold office. What the heck? That's not what his speech last night in front of, you know, the dimly lit red lights was saying. Basically, everyone who disagrees with him is a threat. Well, Kevin McCarthy responded, Republicans see the ramped-up rhetoric as further evidence the White House is not representing most Americans. And a Quinnipiac poll shows that he's up a little bit from his 33% low in the polls. But Karine Jean-Pierre tried to say, though, when you're not with what majority of Americans are, then you know that's extreme. That's an extreme way of thinking. She is such a knucklehead. She is so over her head. But listen, there's a thing out there that fascinated me when I heard about it for the first time on Tucker Carlson the other day. Now, I have been saying for a while on the show that one example of what I'm talking about with mass formation psychosis is the COVID pandemic, that many times it seems to me that the fear of COVID became more egregious and more difficult to deal with than the sickness itself. Saying that, I know there are people who were hospitalized, who lost jobs, who lost businesses, and some who lost their lives. I say that, but in the vast preponderance, in the greater totality of the world population, the fear of COVID became even more prevalent than the illness itself. The fear of COVID became a mass formation psychosis. Why? Because we are being beaten into submission with it. Every single turn, death, destruction, the pandemic of the unvaccinated. How dare you not get your shot? You can't use ivermectin. Doctor, what were you thinking? You better toe the party line. And this went on and on and on. This mass formation psychosis changed the thoughts and perceptions of so many in culture that there are still people today that you watch them driving down the road by themselves in their car with their mask on. Why would anyone do that? You want to wear a mask when you go to a restaurant, I get it. But when you're by yourself in your car, you're okay. But there has become this innate fear that is really what some call a mass formation psychosis. Well, libs hate that people are labeling it. And so what happened was this. A guy named Robert Malone was on the Joe Rogan podcast just a few months back. And he talked about this mass formation psychosis. He talked about what happened in relation to COVID, like what I'm describing. And immediately the liberal media went into, Google, one article here, mass formation psychosis gets a warning from Google. Oh, really? I mean, never mind the fact that mass formation psychosis has been around for a while. It's not a new theory. In fact, it was actually, there's a professor named Matthias Desmet, and I think he's the one that was actually interviewed by Tucker. And Matthias Desmet, who teaches in Belgium, He said it's a generalized sense of anxiety that leaves a population in a somewhat hypnotic state vulnerable to suggestion. It's not a new idea. Mass formation draws on works by the 19th century writer Gustav Bohn, commonly credited as the father of crowd psychology. And Le Bon was avidly read, it says in this article, by Lenin, Hitler, and Mussolini, and became a huge influence on the inventors of modern public relations. Mass formation psychosis. Well, you can find the articles. But if you Google that term, by the way, as I began to research for this particular segment, as I Googled that term, well, the level of suppression on this term is at epic levels. It's like trying to find the word ivermectin back during the early stages of the pandemic. You can't, I mean, it's like if you want to find an article that gives you an unbiased view, or for that matter, is there a conservative viewpoint on this? Good luck. I mean, it was article after article. Here's one from a website. This one's called Anepsy is a website. Mass formation psychosis is a term used by the Joe Rogan podcast by a formerly respected medical. I got news. He's still very respected. Robert Malone is still very well respected. Mass formation psychosis is not a scientific term found in the research literature. In fact, putting the term into research databases returns zero results. No, actually, no, it doesn't. It goes on to talk about why everything that people say about mass psychosis or mass formation psychosis is just not accurate. It's not real. It's just it's them trying to explain away their desire to avoid vaccinations. Well, I got some stuff here that I think is going to go directly to topic. I got two articles that I'll talk about when we get back from the break. Two of them that are just, oh man, they're spot on. One is from LifeSite News. The other one's from the American Conservative. One of them's called How Mass Formation Psychosis Formed Society's Acceptance of COVID Restrictions. The other one's called The Self-Castration of the U.S. Military. You're going to want to hear about both of these. These are something. Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We will take this break right now. I got those two, and I mean, I'm talking about the highlights and the notes on both of these are at like epic levels. I didn't have much ink left in the highlighter when I got done. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Don't give in to the messaging. No mass formation psychosis. Stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, I don't know which of these stories to go with first. I mean, these are both so chock full of stuff, man. I'll tell you what, let me just take this one. LifeSite News, dated June 21st of this year. Headline is How Mass Formation Psychosis Formed Society's Acceptance of COVID Restrictions. Well, let me just tell you right now, mainstream media does not like this article. It took me scrolling through page after page of Google search to find anything like this. So first of all, they do reference this guy, Matthias Desmet, a professor in the Department of Psychology and Educational Sciences at Ghent University in Belgium. Okay, he's a recognized leading thinker in his field, written over 100 peer-reviewed academic papers. Now, some of the sources that I was looking at that don't like this theory immediately discredit him. Oh, he's not a psychiatrist. He doesn't have any qualifications. Okay, so I disagree. But Desmet has written a book called The Psychology of Totalitarianism. Apparently, it just came out. I haven't got a copy yet. It examines the emotional climate that has allowed a singular, focused crisis narrative that forbids dissenting views and relies on destructive groupthink. How's that sound? Does that sound familiar? It talks about psychological concepts and mass formation. It's a general term that applies to individual group and crowd behavior influenced by manipulations and the conduct of dominant social forces. Like standing up in front of a bright red background and uniformed military personnel and telling the world, you better toe my line. I'll tell you. I'll be there. I'll be on your doorstep. And it goes on to say, by the way, the concept is not new of mass formation psychosis. It's not new. Nor is it any way a stretch to apply it to analyzing, he says, the extensive anxieties driving the attitudes and demeanor of billions of people during the worldwide pandemic. If you heard my monologue earlier, I gave the limited scenario analogy of the War of the Worlds broadcast from October 1938. But what I didn't realize until I was researching it for that monologue was that it says that the society was in a fragile state at that moment, coming out of the Depression, facing the onset potentially of World War II, dealing with natural disasters, dealing with any number of other things, including the Hindenburg disaster, which had been announced and had been called out live on the radio waves. And when people heard the War of the Worlds announcement and the sort of the play-acting of a disaster, many took it to be real, and it caused a mass hysteria. Well, that's what we're looking at here, is they beat the world up for the last 2-3 years. And by the way, COVID's real. Charlene and I had it. It sucks. It ain't fun. And I know people who have lost so much because of it. So I am not diminishing that. But what I am saying is they took the messaging of COVID so far, though, that they created what this references as a mass formation psychosis. I'm going to run out of time here. Mainstream media, medical websites went to high gear, pronouncing mass formation as discredited and bunk. The disdain for anyone invoking the term of mass formation psychosis was considered, you know, out of bounds. MedPage reported that it sounds like the name of your friend's failed high school band. Goes on to say, though, that this is actually something that was written about and studied quite significantly by Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung, two of the leading, of course, founders of modern psychotherapies and treatments. In recent decades, it concludes, studies have shown that psychological problems are increasing geometrically. Rather than attempting to reverse this dysfunction, though, powerful forces in government and the corporate press continue to mislead and prey on an expanding, susceptible population who, in the face of crisis, cling to authority. In other words, they're predisposed to the negative because they've been beaten up so much. They're predisposed to the next negative, like seeing a speech like last night. Well, there's an article that I found in the American Conservative this morning, dated August 31st, 2 days ago. It's called The Self-Castration of the U.S. Military. This one takes a different angle. It's not into the COVID scenario. It's into the wokeness that we're being beaten up with daily. It says literally that a division of the U.S. Pacific Air Forces, the branch tasked with confronting China, has now ordered its senior leaders and commanders to stop using gender pronouns in their written formats and shifting to neutral language in order to, quote, improve the fighting force's lethality. I got news. It does nothing to improve lethality. Here's the actual quote. In accordance with the diverse PACAF, that's Pacific Air Forces, priority, we must embrace, promote, and unleash the potential of diversity and inclusion, said an email to senior leaders. It goes on to say, competition against near-peer adversaries requires a united focus from the command, the joint team, and international parties, and welcoming varied perspectives. Well, it goes on to say, these are not war-fighting imperatives. These are not force multipliers. This is, he says, anybody who follows this is following what he calls, in this article, a Kettman perspective. K-E-T-M-A-N. Kettman, he says, is a Persian word used to explain how some people, in the midst of dealing with the strictest orthodoxies in Islamic faith, rationalized why they should behave a certain way even though they didn't believe it. He says, if you're going to be a Kettman, all you're doing is castrating the U.S. military. And he goes on to say, quotes here from Big Brother in Orwell. He goes on to say, the party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears, and it was their final, most essential command. They use newspeak, or they revise the words. Freedom is now slavery, truth is falsehood, and so forth. Doublethink is when you hold two contradictory beliefs. Well, I'm going to read you a quote from Orwell in a minute when we get back, and then we have a conversation coming from my friend Stephanie Smith about this very topic. Mass formation psychosis, when they press down in order to try and make you believe, or at least make you to be a Kettman, where you go along to get along. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.